Jesus in the temple was instructing folk when some Pharisees positioned in the front row spoke. Teacher, we are sure you are a truthful man. Being just as careful as a teacher can, we have a little problem. Wondered what you'd say, whether to pay the emperor or not to pay. Master, you can always muster all the facts, so tell us, should we trouble with the temple tax? Jesus was aware of their hypocrisy. He said, why do you believe that you can corner me? Give me a coin, I might resolve your case. He held up the coin. Can you place this face? Caesar was the answer. Jesus said, you frauds, now give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. This answer just amazes us. We don't know what to say. Perhaps it'd be advisable to quietly slip away.
Up step some Sadducees that stood about. Teacher, we have this existential doubt. Moses never mentions that the dead will rise, but he does give us a law that when a fellow dies and leaves this life before his wife's become a mother, to provide him with an heir, she ought to marry his brother. She should marry his brother to carry on his name, and though he wouldn't be the father, it would count the same. If the first brother died, then she'd marry another. And if he died, then another brother. And if he died, then she'd marry another. And if he died, then she'd marry another. So forth and so on. She'd marry each one, trying to provide the first brother with a son. Now pretend that this woman had married seven. Who would be her husband when she got to heaven? To which of the seven would she be a wife? Who would be her husband in the afterlife? You don't know your theology, Jesus replied. Why, there isn't any marriage on the other side. And as to resurrection, Moses also said, he's God of the living and God of the dead. And if the dead don't awaken, do the dead belong to a God who is feeble or a God who is strong? You're simply mistaken, so admit you're wrong. Did he actually ask us to admit we're wrong? He's trying to embarrass us in front of this throng. This is just too much. Let's move along.
Well, a scribe standing near was hearing Jesus' replies. Teacher, you are answering well and wise. I too have a question. What would you suggest out of all the commandments would be the best? The one that would summarize all the rest. Jesus replied, this is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Teacher, that's perfect. I'm glad I stayed. That's a connection I've never made. Love the Lord with all yourself, and love your neighbor just as yourself. Why, it's worth more than saying all the prayers in church. My friend, you are reaching near the end of your search. No one had anything else to say, so that was all the questions that they asked that day.